We're going to pick up. We left off. My wife and I went away for vacation for a couple of days, which I highly recommend all couples to do. It's very, very important. Even though things are busy, send the kids over to us. It is important to go away. I'll start off with actually a very fascinating, since Rabbi Yom just turned on the recorder. So I went to Chap a Minyan at the Kever Rambam. And 25 Satmar Hasidim came from Williamsburg. Just came. It was Mamshanti. Mincha just finished. Shkia time. They were coming for their Mincha 10 minutes after Shkia. They started davening after the regular Minyan had finished. And I went, it was about 25, Bachrim between the ages of 18, 22 or so. And I went over to the Rebbe, the Malamed who was with them. They had come from New York. Asked him in Yiddish if they were going to daven Ma'ariv. So he said, no, not, he said to me, not for a while. And then he comes over to me, and he says to me, "Here bista magid shir." Says to me, you're a magid shir. I said, yes. So he says, why are you Torah? Satmar chassid. Says, why are you Torah? So at this, this fellow had heard shiurim on why you Torah. So the next piece even stunned me more. He says, if a zogan ashir to the bachrim, he says to me that this why you guy, he asked me to say shir to the satmar chassidim by the kever Rambam. That's the story. Fascinating.
Did you?
So I did. Okay, so says the Mechaber, Simon Shin Bey, Sif Yid, I got to practice my Yiddish a little.
Did you talk about the Rambam Pshita that Mincha?
Well said. That was, we once discussed it. I forgot about that. That would have been a lot of fun. I should have done that. All right, I had to think on the spot. Mechaber, Haroichet Yodov, Toiv Lenagvam Bekoyach Zoy Bezoy, Ulohasir Mehem Mayim Kefi Yecholtoi Koidim Sheikan Chom Bemata. The Mechaber has an interesting chumrah. Here the Mechaber is discussing the halachas of cleaning garments, and there is a problem of cleaning a garment even if your intention is not to clean a garment. Therefore, to put water on a garment is also going to be a problem. Therefore, the Mechaber says, if you wash your hands, so then he says you shouldn't wipe yourself, your hands, on a mappa. The reason is because a mappa is cleaned with water. So then in such a case, la halacha, you're doing kibbutz, even though that was not your kavana. So for those of you who are surprised that we aren't knowing that way, because we wipe our hands on towels, the reason is, I'm not sure for Sfardim, yesh la'ayin, what would the rationale be for Sfardim, but for Ashkenazim, we have the Ramah. V'yesh ha'kosvodein lochosh, v'zeh delom rin shriyas begezeh kibbutzah b'kai gavna, de'ein zeh rak derech lichluch v'chei no'agin. When we wipe our hands, that's considered derech lichluch, and therefore we are mekel. So, therefore, v'chei no'agin, that is our custom. The Mishnah Berurah points out that earlier, in previous Se'ifim, there was a shita that says that shir yuso zuhi kibuso, even if it's derech lichluch, and nevertheless, you have to be choshesh. So too over here, that is this shita. The Ramah continues, v'lechem mutar l'nagiv yoda bebeget shehitil boitinok meiraglayim. It's a little bit of a confusing case. The case over here we're talking about is someone has a garment that has been slightly urinated by a child. And what they want to do is the following. They want to be able to daven next to that beged. We know that the halacha is that you're not allowed to daven in front of urine. So what does he want to do? He wants to be mevatel the urine. So here says the Ramah, based on the above, that we learned that if it's not being done derech kvisa, when you rub your hands onto something, so then in such a case you don't have a problem, shir yusazi kibuso, and therefore it's not considered being malabein. So too over here, she'ein zerak derech lichluch ba'alma. Here it's also considered derech lichluch ba'alma if you want to be mevatel. What does it mean to be mevatel? So let's see the Mishnah Berurah nun dal, k'dei levatam, v'sucha l'spa'ul l'varech, k'gon shamei ruglaim mu'atim. If there's mei ruglaim mu'atim, Kemosha derech hatinuk liha hotel begodov shemuot bo, vein nozel beged ha'em kim tipas davar muot, v'sagel elevatel bekinuach yidayim. So then in such a case, it would be enough to do kinuach yidayim. So the chidush over here is that even though you could argue, shur yusav zui kibusa, but because it's called derech lichluch, therefore the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, in the Biyitzchak Yikare, says, Hatam hu mishum sheinu makpid al nikyon ha-beged. He's not makpid on the nikyon ha-beged. El al nikyon makom ha-tefila. He wants to make the area nakui for tefila. If he'd be makpid in the nikyon ha-beged, if his intention is he wants the child's urine to be removed, then in such a case it's going to be a problem. And Rav Nevin Sal Shlita concludes, Avol b'yameinu sheinu derech l'nageh bazeh, Hadover Osir, he says, but today it's not the derech to be menagev. In other words, it's not the normal way for a person to wipe his hands is on the child's beged. Kivan shek havanasul tikun beged. Today the normal way to do it would be to the normal way to wipe your hands is on a towel. So Rav Nevin Sal argued that today, therefore, that you would say that kavanasa is l'tikun habeget. When I discussed this with him, this is one of the cases where Rav Nevin Sal Shlita Baal Peh was chozer a little bit from the psak. Now, I don't have the newest editions of the Yitzchak Ikare, but when I went read it over with him, I asked him, but at the end of the day, he himself conceded, at the end of the day, this individual's kavana is not to clean the child's, what do they call it, a onesie. Right, it's not to clean the child's onesie in that manner, because that's not the normal way to do it. The normal way you do it is you put it into the washing machine. So he said he's mesupik. He might be chozer on what he had said previously, that today could very well be that the Mishnah Berurah's psak would change, because nowadays it wouldn't be considered the normal way to do it. Hayotze midvareinu. We have the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, then in the case of where if an individual is doing it to be able to be mispalel, then as the Raman, the Mishnah Berurah said, it would be mutter. Avol. What's
the original psak was that nowadays it's not the normal way of doing it, and therefore it's usher?
Rav Nevin Sal argued that since today it's not normal for a person to clean their hands in such a manner, so then it no longer is a process of derech lichluch. If it's no longer a process of derech lichluch, then you have to be choshish once again for sure. Yusuf zuli kubusa. That was his cheshbon. But again, la halacha l'chura, he told me that he was no longer sure about that psak. We have to take a look at the. I have in yeshiva two different sets. One in the Tivari and the other in the Griskolo of the new editions at home. I have the old edition that I learned from him, so I have to check over there. But what would be usur is to put my mamish on top of the meiraglaim, says the Mishnah Berurah. But feel ito yadav loyim after nasan shofkun komakom kiven sheim bam lichluch chazi likibus. In other words, if you're adding water straight, it's no longer derech lichluch, so and derech lichluch means the process of cleaning your hands, so then in such a case it's going to be aser. V'lachein, tov shelo likach tinok v'cheko v'shabbos, im lo al kar. Therefore you have to be careful not to take a baby on your lap, unless there's a pillow. Pen Yashtin, this is in the times of Sefer Hasidim, where they did not have diapers. But so in those days, when they pick up children, they would have a pillow that the child would urinate on the pillow. V'hine l'fiyam v'vur b'sifim eil du beget shach b'lichluch l'kuli yama shir yusuf zei kibuso tzach lizar shal lishboch shum mayim l'toch kli shishruim boi begodim l'chabson. You have to be careful not to pour water into any kli that has garments that are sitting inside. This comes up today. Every once in a while, people will forget. They'll pour water into a bucket that has what do they call it? The smartut. The, how do you say it in English?
Rag.
The rag. That, Baruch Hashem, here 15 years, I'm forgetting the One of the things I work hard with the kids is that to make sure that they don't, that they speak English, they speak English. When they speak Hebrew, they speak Hebrew. So when you have the raglet sitting inside, if you add water, so then you're going to have a problem. Sure, yuso zari kibusa, you're going to have. You have that problem. So, if it's entirely submerged, then it's not going to be a problem if you're going to add more water. But if there's some water in there and there's not a lot, be careful not to put a child's begad in mayim. Again, the critical part, the chiddush over here is that every once in a while, a father or mother, a housewife won't necessarily think about this because they'll say, that was my farthest attention. That's not the way we clean today. The way we clean today is we put in a washing machine. No. Shuyusazei kibuso could psik reisha, then in such a case, it would be a possible psik reisha at times, even isur. Right, so one should be careful. Rav Nevin Sal Shlita brings down a collector's item from Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that there was a time where there was an institution where they were afraid that if they were going to leave garments outside and not soak them, there was the spread of some type of infection. And so Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal said that it's permissible to soak it in water because at the end of the day it's a melacha shein tzrich legufa. So even though this would be a shaila of d'oraisa, it would be melacha shein tzrich legufa. So if there's a fear of infection, every once in a while when we were in Hask, this used to come up that we had to be careful that in institutional settings, particularly where you have sick people, it's very easy to have infection that's passed on. And so on. So then Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal had a heter that at the end of the day, even though we learned it's us, it's melacha shein tzrich legufa, and that would be at times, b'shas hadchak, would be something that would be better than actually washing out the garment. In other words, instead of washing the garment out directly, if you would soak it, that would be less than the actual iser of libun itself. And Reb Nevin Sal concludes to take a look at Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa, Perek Tezvav, Sif Dalid, Ha'ara Tezayim. We'll stop over here.